And I'm John Beaupre.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending July 26, 2008. Two more LGBT groups have been given consultative status by the United Nations Economic and Social Council, or ECOSOC. COC Netherlands and the State Federation of Lesbians, Gays, Transsexuals, and Bisexuals of Spain will now be allowed, as non-governmental organizations or NGOs, to deliver oral and written reports at UN meetings and to organize events there. ECOSOC, consisting of 54 member states of the UN, grants consultative status after reviewing recommendations of its subsidiary body, the NGO Committee, which screens the applications. Among more than 3,000 such groups, only a handful of LGBT organizations have gained consultative status, often after the full ECOSOC overturned negative recommendations from its NGO committee, which is typically dominated by member countries hostile to LGBT rights. In recent years, ECOSOC has approved Danish, German, and Swedish LGBT organizations for consultative status, along with a group from the Canadian province of Quebec and the European branch of the International Lesbian and Gay Association. The U.S.-based International Wages Due Lesbians and the Australian-based Coalition of Activist Lesbians have each had consultative status at the UN for more than a decade. The NGO committee is scheduled to review several additional applications from LGBT groups at its next two sessions in January and May 2009.
Some 5,000 athletes from across Europe converged on Barcelona this week for the annual Euro Games, which were first held in 1992 in the Dutch capital of The Hague. More than 30,000 tourists were expected to attend the Olympic-style sporting event in the Spanish port city, which is open to competitors of all sexual orientations and gender identities. Organizers say it could boost the local economy by up to 30 million euros, almost 48 million U.S. dollars. The four-day event kicked off on July 24th in colorful opening ceremonies at the Palau Sant Jordi Indoor Sporting Arena, which also hosted events during the 1992 Summer Olympic Games. Athletes are competing in several venues around Barcelona in 28 different sports, including tennis, swimming, track and field, and basketball. But same-gender versions of ballroom dancing are also a competitive sport. Queer conferences and cultural events are also being held in conjunction with the sports competitions.
More than 120,000 people turned out for Vienna's 13th LGBT Pride Parade on July 12th. Organizers called for an end to discrimination in Austria and for marriage equality.
But an attorney for the family of a California gay man who died after being shot by police during an LGBT pride-related boat cruise in San Diego Harbor is planning to file state and federal civil rights lawsuits. Brian Claypool said the suits will accuse San Diego Harbor Police and the two officers involved of excessive force, negligence, and civil rights violations. Harbor police were alerted by operators of the charter boat late in the evening on July 19th that a man had gone overboard. 37-year-old Stephen Paul Hirschfield of West Hollywood was rescued, but reportedly began fighting with officers. He allegedly grabbed a taser from one officer and hit him in the face, and then, police officials said, Hirschfield attempted to take the officer's handgun. As the two struggled, a second officer shot Hirschfield. He was pronounced dead by paramedics when the police boat docked. But family attorney Claypool said that autopsy results showed no evidence on Hirschfield's body that he had struggled with police prior to being shot and that he was not the aggressor. The way the officers handled the situation, he said, is consistent with individuals who have a bias or prejudice against gay people. A spokesperson for the Harbor Police said the department had no comment because it had not yet seen details of the lawsuit.
A judge ruled this week that 14-year-old Brandon McInerney, who's charged with the hate crime murder in February of 15-year-old fellow student Larry King in an Oxnard, California classroom, will be tried as an adult. He faces 50 years to life in prison. Several classmates have said King would wear feminine attire, sometimes flirting with and angering other boys at the school. He was shot in the head during a morning computer class. More than 20 other students were in the room at the time. McInerney was arrested shortly thereafter. His attorney fought to have the teen tried as a juvenile. A conviction in juvenile court would have allowed him to go free at age 25. A coalition of 27 LGBT rights groups had sided with McInerney's lawyer and called on the district attorney not to prosecute McInerney as an adult. But he will be formally arraigned as an adult on August 7th.
26-year-old physics student Ahmet Yildiz, dubbed Turkey's gay poster boy after he attended an international LGBT event in San Francisco last year, was shot to death late last week as he was leaving a cafe in Istanbul. He tried to escape his attackers in his car, but lost control, crashed at the side of the road, and died shortly afterwards in the hospital. Friends told reporters that he was a victim of Turkey's first gay honor killing. Women have until now been the only known victims of such murders, usually by male relatives, for offending chauvinistic conservative social traditions, so Yildiz's case may be unique. Friends speculate that he was targeted after coming out as a gay man earlier this year. I never heard Ahmet have a friendly conversation with his parents, one close friend and neighbor told the London Independent newspaper. They would argue constantly, mostly about where he was, who he was with, and what he was doing, he said. They wanted him to see a doctor who could cure him and get married. Yildiz reportedly told a prosecutor 5 months ago that he had been receiving death threats, but no action was taken. His boyfriend, who held a German passport, left the country soon after the shooting on the advice of the consulate. Police claimed to be investigating the case. He could have hidden who he was, but he wanted to live honestly, another friend told the newspaper. When the death threats started, his boyfriend tried to persuade him to get out of Turkey, but he stayed. He was too brave.
Thousands of LGBT activists from across Australia protested Roman Catholic Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the country this week. He'd been in Australia as part of World Youth Day, a mass gathering of adherents aimed at encouraging them to celebrate their faith. As pilgrims marched from Anzac Parade and Moore Park Road in Sydney on July 20th, thousands of protesters handed out condoms and waved placards along the route with slogans like, Pope, go homo. It was mostly peaceful, although a Catholic man was arrested for allegedly punching one of the protesters. He was later released without charge. New South Wales police officials had originally banned protesters from attending World Youth Day events under the pretense that it was illegal to annoy the pilgrims. The Australian federal court rejected that assertion. Pope Benedict has since returned to Rome.
A U.S. House panel on July 23rd heard from five witnesses in the first ever congressional hearing to consider the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The measure banning open gays and lesbians in the armed forces was adopted early in the Clinton administration. Three of those testifying advocated repeal of the policy, but two others charged that Don't Ask, Don't Tell wasn't strong enough to prevent gays and lesbians from enlisting. Captain Joan E. Dara, a retired naval intelligence officer who served for 29 years, and Staff Sergeant Eric Alva, a retired Marine who lost his leg as the first American injury of the Iraq War, testified about how the policy prevents qualified personnel from serving their country. Retired heterosexual Major General Vance Coleman, an African-American who joined the Army in 1947, 1 year before President Harry Truman desegregated the military, also told the panel that, I know what it's like to be treated like a second-class citizen. But Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness, testified with what Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank described as an extraordinary exhibition of rage. She claimed that lesbians would take pictures of other service women while they were showering, warned of forcible sodomy, that gay men would spread HIV positivity through the ranks, and that repealing the policy would allow personnel to cross-dress. A member of the House panel, Democratic Representative Vic Snyder of Arkansas, called her statements just bonkers and dumb. Sergeant Major Brian Jones, a retired Army officer, warned that cramped wartime conditions often require skin-to-skin contact when soldiers must huddle to protect themselves from cold, a situation he argued in which arousal would be disastrous. While those testifying against repeal seem to generate more support in the committee for overturning Don't Ask, Don't Tell, most analysts say there's little chance that a congressional vote will come this year and that President Bush would likely veto a repeal measure if it passed.
And finally, a court in Athens has rejected a lawsuit spearheaded by a male resident of Lesbos demanding that the term lesbian should only be legal to describe those who live on the Greek island. The plaintiffs argued that Lesbos residents held sole claim to the word and that its use in the context of female sexuality disgraced them around the world. The suit also claimed that the name of the national LGBT group Homosexual and Lesbian Community of Greece insults the identity of the people of Lesbos. The island is a popular holiday destination, especially for lesbians, because it was home to the ancient poet Sappho, who passionately wrote about love between women. Several residents testified during the trial, in fact, that the use of the word lesbian had brought recognition to the island and boosted its tourist economy. The ruling not only threw out the lawsuit, the plaintiffs were also ordered to pay court costs. They told reporters, however, that they're considering an appeal.
That's News Wrap for the week ending July 26, 2008. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap was written by Greg Gordon and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles. For This Way Out, I'm Lee Moore.
And I'm John Beaupre.
Okay, and we're back, and that must be Andre on the phone, so I am going to answer that. Hello, WFT, you're on the air.
Hey, Betty, in this week's Pride in Politics segment, where the personal is political, we take a look at the latest update regarding a lesbian soldier who was found dead in Afghanistan. The military has concluded a nine-month investigation and determined that a lesbian soldier found dead in Afghanistan committed suicide by shooting herself in the head with her own Army-issued M16 rifle on September 28th. Editor and publisher, the Journalism Trade magazine, reported, officials first said Sierra Durkin, 30, of Quincy, Massachusetts, who served in the National Guard, had died in action, then revealed that she was killed in a non-combat incident that was being investigated. Friends and family members wondered if she'd been targeted for being gay. The Boston Globe reported that Durkin had been on medication for depression, but stopped taking it because it made her manic. Durkin was engaged to her girlfriend and planned to marry her in Massachusetts this year. And this question or story of the lesbian soldier being found dead made us ask the question, did we think that in this upcoming administration, whoever is president, I was going to throw it out there to the panel and ask Betty and those guests who are on if you all thought that the don't ask, don't tell position will be repealed. What do you all think?
It depends on who's in office. Okay, Republican, it won't be repealed, and Democrat probably will be repealed. Okay, when did this happen? September of 07?
It happened, last year.
Well.
And they finally concluded what the results were from their investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking that it will happen if the Democrats in office, but yeah. not so
well, it's
if
been,
it's Republican.
Yeah, yeah, because it's been promised by the Democratic side mm-hmm. that it would be repealed, regardless of whoever had won. Everybody had agreed on that, you know, on that point. So the expectations are that Don't Ask, Don't Tell will be repealed, and gays and lesbians will be able to serve freely.
Mm-hmm.
In the military, you know, I mean, it's if they can die, without being known, you know, I would think that it's time for to allow them to if they're going to die who they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just it's a ridiculous policy, and I've always thought so.
Yeah. I got you.
Mm-hmm. You have any thoughts on that, Fiona? Fiona said is our guest in the house, and she'll be talking about her books in a little bit. Hungry for It, and the others, and then Shauna Brown will be joining us on the phone, and talking about lesbian411.com, a new portal that's coming to town.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a heated, you know, that Don't Ask, Don't Tell legislation in the is now in Congress, and they are having committee meetings about it, and so forth and so on, and they will be voting on it eventually, you know.
And another thing that I just want to say real quick is that, and I know that we have been following this story for some time, but mm-hmm. there is a group or a ballot that's on the way to nullify the marriage situation in California.
Oh yeah, they That's well, they got enough votes, and they're going to put it up to the voters. But the all the polls show that it will be defeated, and that most of the voters support marriage for, you know, gay and lesbians there. So. It's a 51% say they are going to vote no on it, and only 42% say.
And the initiative comes up in the fall?
Yeah, it comes up in November. Yeah, it'll be on the ballot, you know, so much like when it was here in 2004,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they're playing games out there. I just read an article today. They're playing games with that, with adding language to the amendment, and the gay and lesbian, the GLBT organizations out there are objecting to the language that's being added by, and I can't remember who it was that added it, but they're going to be playing games. As long as they, you know, they'll play games, and they'll see how they can spin it, and try to I think it was it was something to the effect of that it's going to cost taxpayers money if the gays and lesbians are able to marry. I don't know. There was no explanation as to why they came up with that, but it's got something to do with the taxpayers and what it's going to cost California.
Well, we will definitely keep people informed. Yeah. But those were our hot button issues this week in Pride and Politics.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye now. And that was Andre calling in with a little Pride in Politics. And right now we have, the phone is ringing, and it must be Shauna. And WRT. All right, hold on 1 second. All right, you there?
I'm here. Hey, Betty.
Hey.
Hey, Fiona.
Hey, Shauna. What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
A lot of busyness, but good busyness.
I hear you. Congratulations on the new book.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm hungry for it.
We have to remember to keep it clean. You know?
All right. I gotta have it, Betty. Come on.
This is a family show, okay?
Oh, it is a family show, exactly.
It's a family show, all
okay.
right?
Okay, all right.
Okay, now. All right, I have been talking a little bit with Fiona earlier and stuff, and she was giving me a little bit of her reasons for writing and stuff. And
cool.
Yeah, and I just, I mentioned to her that I remember when she was, used to work at Carrots.
Mm-hmm.
As a youngster.
Yeah.
So long ago.
So long ago. The years have a tendency to pass by real quick.
I know. Those wrinkles come.
Ugh. Yeah, but Carrots Bookstore is an ally, and it is a woman's... bookstore.
Mm-hmm. A safe space in Little Five Points area, yes.
Yes, it is. And Fiona has been associated with them, you know, throughout her career. She started out doing stuff there. And has gone. She just came back from California. Got your...
Crazy, crazy California.
Yeah, just got your degree.
Yes, I got my MFA a couple of months ago. So very excited to be... Done with that. Also having learned so much, you know, in the San Diego area, it's good. It was good to be there, but good to be back also.
Okay, and I, my curiosity, okay, is erotica. You write about erotica.
Yes, I do.
And then you tell me you're shy.
I do write erotica, and yes, I am shy. And those two things can certainly happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you write in privacy. You write, for the most part, in solitude. Okay. And then the shyness sort of handicaps me when it's time to promote the book and, you know, be out there and encourage folks to buy the work. So that's my big challenge always, to promote myself and promote my work. But I love to write all kinds of things, erotica, paranormal. You know, I write about vampires and fairies and about Jamaica, about Atlanta. I write everything, but I'm still shy.
Jamaica. Are you from Jamaica?
Yes, I am. I was born there many years ago.
many years ago. Okay.
Yes.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta since, 1999, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Your mom is here also?
I have two moms. One of them's here and one of them's in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cool beans.
Yes, I'm very lucky.
Yes, that's a good thing, having two moms. Okay, and our other guest who called in is Shauna Brown, that I mentioned earlier, and she has a project going on right now called Lesbian411.com. Tell us about that.
Well, Betty, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your second anniversary with WRFG.
It's coming up in October.
I know. That's coming up, so I just wanted to congratulate you on that and also be one of the first people to give you a pledge of $35 for the summer marathon.
All right.
Very nice,
okay,
yes.
Okay, all righty. Let's get that pledge form out here. Let's get that pledge form. Okay.
Yes, and I want to challenge...
A nice surprise.
I want to challenge all of my business associates, you know who you are, to also step up, and also the community leaders out there to do the same. I mean, Betty, Alternative Perspectives has been a blessing to me and to a lot of people in the community, so I just want to thank you and encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing, because we really appreciate you and we need you.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And yes, and it is marathon. It's the beginning. We have 2 weeks of marathon, and this is our summer marathon. And as Shauna said, I encourage everybody out there to call in and pledge. You can do it now. You can do it later. But the number to call is 404-523-8989, and it's Independent Radio. This is where you can hear no spin. Okay, you get the real stuff. You know, you get the news. You find out about what's going on in the community, cultural, political, economic, you know, in all aspects that affect you. And this is exclusive, you know, to the GLBT community. And we don't have a lot of places where we can vocalize and have our voices heard. And I hope that you will support it. I hope that folks will call in and keep us on the air. Okay, keep WRFG transmitting, and you know, we have the new transmitter, and we're transmitting at the 100,000 watts now, and we can go down as far as Macon and a bit beyond that. And
oh, very nice.
Yeah, and into Alabama, you know, so it the signal is reaching lots of places now. So, and you know, so I encourage you to keep listening and keep supporting. Okay, and tell us some more about About lesbian411.info.
It's lesbian411.info, where you can get the 411 on anything and everything lesbian. It's a cross between a MySpace and an AfterEllen.com, with our main focus being women of color. And the main purpose is that we wanted to give the ability to increase the visibility and unity of people of color, and to increase our pride. Just to give you kind of a background on how it got started, I'm a fan of websites like After Ellen and MySpace, and also, different magazines like Curve Magazine, and, at one point before Venus Magazine became anti-gay, I was a fan of Venus Magazine as well. But one of the things that I noticed was really missing in the community is a stronger presence or a stronger visibility for lesbian women of color. And so I came up with the idea that, there was a time or a need to have a site like that where we focused on, not just African-American women, but, all women of color. So that's, that's the premise of the site. I'd like to say, I'd like to take credit for it, but I have to honestly say that, the whole ideal, I always believe everything comes from God. And so I think God inspired me to create this site. So that's kind of what it's about.
All right. When is it going to be public? I mean, when is it?
It is. We have a pre-launch website right now at www.lesbian401.info. So you can go on there and pre-register, sign up, and you can learn about all the different giveaways and interviews that we're doing right now. I mean, some of the interviews that we're doing are with well-known artists like Shantae Moore, an R&B artist, Layla Hathaway, and these are all gay-friendly artists that, want to promote and their products and services to our community. But we're also interviewing artists within the community. We finished an interview with the lesbian rap artist Felony, so that'll be out on the site as well. We did an interview with Charmaine Johnson, director and producer of Lovers and Friends show out of Florida. And, I mean, just tons and tons of interviews will be available there. But we do have some that are on the site right now. The official site launches on September 1st. And we have a MySpace page also up. And we have a, before I forget that, we also have a commercial that's coming out. Actually, two versions of the commercial was done. We have a lesbian filmmaker out of New York, Angel Brown, who is also the producer of Queer Black Cinema and Our Stories film. She did a commercial for us. And then we have a local videographer that collaborated with us here to do another commercial that will promote the site. And that will be shown on BET, TV One, and Logo, August 25th through the 29th.
Excellent. Congratulations, Shauna.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, I'll be beating down your door, Fiona, because I need to get an interview from you as well.
Well, you know where I am.
And I know that you have included WRFG on and Alternative Perspectives on that.
Yes, we have.
On that commercial.
We have on the commercial, and we are also syndicating your show, Betty, on our 24-hour internet radio program called L41 Radio.
All right.
And we're expecting an article from you in our first.
August 15th is the deadline. I got that.
Don't forget.
Because we also have a quarterly evening called Get the 411 that will be premiering as well on September 1st. So, yes, your article will be in that as well.
Wow.
And we have our first lesbian Shiro, L41, also known as L, that will be premiering in a comic strip in the E! Magazine as well.
Wow. I mean, you are just,
you're really on it. This is nice.
Right. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, it's just totally amazing all that you're doing. I mean, it's a... When do you sleep?
That's a good question. But Betty, I mean, this time around, I have a lot of support, a lot of people like yourself that are backing this, and that has helped a lot to get things done. I mean, we have a wonderful team of web developers and programmers that are not only in California but also internationally. So we have some international brothers over there helping us put together this site, as well as promoters within the community that are helping us, and different artists like Jasmine Kinnick and Samir Bashir, who will also be blogging on the site. Again, like the lesbian filmmakers that are helping us. So the whole community is coming together. They're all excited about having something that's their own, that they can see their face and, and know people that they know on the site. And just like MySpace, you know, we have a member profile area where you can add friends and get to know people. But the great thing about it is you don't have to surf, you know, and look, seek out different people that are just like you. They're all there.
Right. That is, like, awesome. I mean, that's great. I'm glad to see that happening. And it's much like in the activist in political spectrum of the community out here. It's every, you know, the outreach is going on, and the objective being that collaboration,
right,
and doing it together,
mm-hmm.
you know, will achieve you know, we'll get us to the goals that we want.
Right.
We can't, you can't do anything alone.
That's so true. And you know, and again the main purpose of the site is to increase our visibility. I didn't want to have a site that would encourage separatism. I wanted us to, you know, band together and not, mm-hmm. you know, look at, well, I'm in the literary community, so I don't want to deal with the club hoppers over here or the promoters over here. Mm-hmm. I wanted a site that would bring us all together, because there's something there for everyone.
For everyone.
No matter what part mm-hmm. of the community you're a part of, mm-hmm. we're all a family, and you can
right.
find any and everything you need there.
Right.
We also wanted to encourage, you know, our transgender brothers and sisters to be a part of the community as well. So, I mean, I'm learning a lot just, you know, building it and adding the content.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning the difference between genderqueer, intersex, and transgender. I'm like, aren't they all the same?
No, we're all getting schooled every day.
Oh, yeah, we're always learning. We're
right.
always, there's always more to learn, you know, and the point is wanting to learn and, you know, reaching out to the entire community,
right?
As a community, you know,
right.
and that's separating ourselves. You
mm-hmm.
know, because if we separate ourselves, then what do we expect from the outside world?
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
That we're saying, okay, you know, here we are, you know, accept us.
Right.
And we have to accept each other within the community first.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
Right.
I also wanna say, I'm happy that you did it, because there's so many people I know who have talked about having something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, putting together this amazing resource for the community, but for one reason or another, they haven't done it.
Right.
So big props to you for actually getting that together and getting
you.
It live really soon.
Thank you. I
yeah.
appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, this is just awesome. It's just really awesome. Yeah. But, so, I mean, like, one of the next questions. Do you have any questions you want to ask, Shauna?
Who, me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot, yeah. Well, I mean, you know what my main question is, and the question that we always ask when we're interviewing people on Lesbian401.info is, and this is for you and Fiona, what is there that no one knows, or maybe a few people know about you, that you wouldn't mind sharing with the community? So what's the 411 on Fiona?
Why do I have to go first?
You gotta go first, because we're hungry for it.
We gotta know. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a really shy person. So I think there's a ton of things. There are a ton of things that, you know, people don't know about me that I wouldn't mind sharing. Well, okay, there's this one thing, and it's sort of odd, but not really. But an author friend of mine, Maria Helena Dolan, she wrote this story about a woman sort of getting ready for her lover in a big bathtub full of Jell-O.
Okay.
And I've always really wondered what that would be like, just being in a tub of Jell-O and sitting there and just you know, how would that feel?
Okay.
You know, warm or cold.
Uh-huh.
Just that, it's random, I know, but
that's okay.
That's my curiosity.
Uh-huh. Aha. Okay.
That's funny.
It's not very exciting, I'm sorry.
No, that's very exciting.
My goodness.
All right, Betty,
now.
You can't get out of it. What's yours? What's the 411 on Betty?
Oh, the 411 on Betty. Ah, Lord.
We all want to know.
Big mystery, you know. Now, in the past, I would say, well, you know, I mean, there's not much to tell. I'm single, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now, I say, well, I'm in a relationship.
Woo-hoo!
After 9 years of singlehood. And it's like a beginning. You know, it's a whole new beginning for me. I'm 60 years old, and it's a beginning. I mean, it's energizing. It's empowering. It's pretty wonderful at the moment, you know. So it's like,
New romance. I love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New romance. Yeah, yeah. I hope it stays and, you know, and nurture it and become an old romance.
Okay.
It's all good. You know, it's exciting. And we have a lot of stuff in common. And she has a TV program out in Mississippi. And that's how we met, talking on the internet. I have a radio show, and she had a TV program, and we were exchanging stuff and information and whatnot. And here we are.
Okay.
Yeah, congratulations on that, definitely.
Yeah, and since Atlanta has more adventure to it, she's coming to Atlanta.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
So we'll meet her soon?
So, yeah, some folks have already met her. She was here for Pride. You know, and a lot of folks met her during Pride, and
she's a lovely woman. I was really happy to meet her.
She said to say hello to you.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell her dinner. Remember?
Yes. We have to let her get settled in and whatnot.
Okay.
With her boys and stuff like that.
You know? Okay.
And but you'll see us soon.
Good.
But that's the 411 at the moment.
All right.
You know, and you know, just And it's marathon week.
Okay.
I have to throw that in there, you know, because I have to talk about it, you know. But it's marathon week out there, folks. That's a 411.
Uh-huh.
From alternative perspectives, you know. And, but that's it. I mean, that's
a lot,
funny.
Though. That's good.
That's funny.
It's a nice big change. It's
mm-hmm.
a wonderful change.
Mm.
Yes.
It is. I have to sort of kind of prepare the house for two. You know, the house has been for one all these years, you know. So now I have to do all kinds. I'm doing all kinds of little things to adjust to having two folks in the house.
But there's a lot of excitement about it, right?
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, I love
okay,
the shop,
we've taken
so
care of Jell-O and we've taken care of housekeeping.
Okay.
The good stuff first.
We know what the 411 on you is. It's your new portal, you know, and how busy it's keeping you. So
yeah.
What other questions would you like to ask?
Oh. Well, you know what? That's my main question, but I'll be asking more questions. I don't want to get you guys to give all the answers away on the radio right now. I have to save something from L411. But you know what, Betty? I mean, you brought up a good thing about, you know, having a relationship later on in life and just the adjustments in general. Mm. I mean, we'd love for you to blog on the site about that as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can do that. You know?
Put her to work.
Yeah, put her to work. Yeah, that'd be cool.
She has nothing else to do, right?
And the Jell-O technique, Fiona. We need you to blog. We need you to try it out. Go ahead and try it out.
Okay.
And then share with us.
All right. I'll consult my friend and see what the recipe is for
okay.
a tub full of Jell-O.
Okay.
But let me add that you know, the being 60, and you know, a lot of folks think that, you know, you get older and it's like done with and finished, and you know, you're not going to be, if you're not already in a relationship, you're not going to be in one. No, it's not true. It's just not true.
Right.
You know,
right.
60 is like the new 40. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
And as long as you have your health and you're energetic and you keep busy, and you know, 60 is just a number. And
right.
That's the way I look at it. And a lot of people out there are feeling the same way. You know, it's just a number.
Right.
And we don't need to be hooked into that old, you know, thinking process of that, you know, you're a certain age and you're supposed to be a certain way and you can't do this and you can't do that. Well, that's not true.
Yeah, that limits life, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Limits life, you know, and I'm not about to be limited, you know, it's like, just mm-hmm. because, you know.
Yeah.
But I've been unfortunate, you know, and having met somebody and that, she's younger. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Not too much. Not too much younger. I mean, she's younger.
Okay.
I mean, you know, she's not. You know, she's. Yeah. No, but she is younger than I.
Okay.
And, it's you know, like I said, I feel like, you know, the whole new life is, and you know, is opening up. So, all you folks out there that have reached that age that they say that things can't happen for you, don't believe it.
Yeah, don't believe it.
That's right.
Don't believe it.
It's never too late.
Never too late. Never.
And you're only as young as you feel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, that's truer than most people believe. You know, you're as young as you feel.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, just because you're not 20 or 30 or 40 doesn't mean that your life is over. Your sex life is over.
Right.
And I talk about that. Don't ask me why. at random moments, different gatherings. Well, actually, part of the reason why is because my new book, Hungry For It, actually features a May December couple. When the woman is 28 and her lover is 50. And they negotiate the age thing as well as other dramas in the novel. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing that my readers have talked to me about is the age thing and how they appreciate the portrayal of this woman who is... She's vibrant, she's sexy, she's sensual, and she's not about to sit around and be a mother and not a woman just because she is no longer, you know, in the previous decades.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, it's how you feel. I mean, you know, if you still have, you know, that energy and, you know, you still get out there and, you know, you can, I mean, some folks... You know, even when it comes to, you know, simple things like dancing, some folks think at 60 you're not supposed to be dancing, you know, because it's like, how can you dance at 60?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's like, yo. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, and that's not even, you know, thinking about sex or anything else. I mean, just like just regular stuff that people just do, you know. And, you know, but, you know, it's not true. It's not true. Because it's just, you know, at 60 I don't feel... Like I was, like they told me I was supposed to feel, you know, when I was 20 and 30, you know, and you look forward and you say, well, when I'm 60, you know, now. I said, my mom is 90, you know, so, and she still gets around, you know, so she still drives and she still does her own thing, so it's how you feel.
That's true.
Just another level of life you have to keep on living because, you know, you are living, you are alive.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You are. So, I say, Shauna.
Betty.
Well, yeah. I'm supposed to ask you questions like, okay, so what else do you have on your agenda? You know what I mean? But you have a full agenda as it is, you know what I mean? With your new portal coming out. And, and you do have a regular job.
I do have a day job, yes. Moonlighting right now with Lesbian 401, but I do have the day job.
You hopefully, do have a day job.
Hopefully, okay. Lesbian 401 will become the full time job.
Well, that's
our goal.
Wow, that would be so great.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
That would be so great. And Fiona, what's on your agenda? You said you had another book in the oven?
Yes.
On the computer, sorry.
on the burner, in the oven, on the computer, you know, it's germinating,
it depends,
process.
It depends what age group you're in, you know what I mean?
That's true.
In my time, it was the oven.
In the oven? Yes, for me, it depends on when you talk to me, in the morning, in the night, you know, my energy level. Well, right now I'm working on really four things at once. Even though I have energy more on some days for the first two, which the first is my new novel coming out next year. And it's going to be, let's see, how should I describe this book? It's told from two perspectives, one a straight woman and one a lesbian. And it's called Dangerous Pleasures. And the title says a lot of what the story is about, where there's obsession, there's... let's see, there's of course sensuality and sexuality, and there's this discussion about, you know, how straight women relate to lesbians and vice versa. So I'm trying something new. Before it was all about the lesbians, you know, all about the bisexual women. So now I'm delving into really how do women relate to each other when they're not of the same, when they're not both lesbians or straight, and can you have a best friend that's gay as a straight woman and vice versa? Well, obviously you can, but but this book is exploring that and really opening up the eyes of the other to the other's perspective, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then I have a straight novella coming out called Sweat, which is set in... let's see, where is it set in? My God, I've been working on this for so long, my brain is fried. It's set in Belgium, my God. It's set in Belgium, and it's based loosely on my trip to Belgium over the past winter. So it'll be interesting. It talks about the legality of the sex trade and dance clubs that stay open until 6 in the morning, things like that. Just, I have everything on the burner, really.
Wow.
Everything.
Wow.
That should be an interesting interview for Lesbian 411.
Of course.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. I want to thank both of you for giving of your time and coming on the show and giving us, you know, the information that about what you're doing. And the community and all. And Sean, I want to thank you for the donation.
Oh, anytime. And, thank you, Betty.
Yeah. If you want to stay on the phone once I get off, because I have to get some personal information from
okay.
you.
Okay.
Just stay on the phone, and once I go off the air,
sure.
I can go back on the phone.
Okay.
And that'll be a couple of minutes, if you don't mind.
Not a problem.
Okay. For now, though, I'll bid you good night.
And thank you so much, Betty, for everything.
You. Yeah, and thank you so much, really. Thank you, both of you. Thank you.
Are you welcome. Thank you, Betty.
All right. But, all right. And what we see next week is the first Tuesday of the month, August 5th, and we have She Speak with LaCara Foster. And of course, our news and our news wrap and so on and so forth. But, again, keep in mind those folks in Knoxville, and don't give in to fear, and, you know, just continue supporting the community, and, of course, supporting WRFG, and it's never too late to call and pledge. The number is 404-523-8989, and we have the Peachtree Festival coming up, and it support community radio, independent radio. It's, yeah, you don't get what you get here on regular radio, and where they spin and skew everything. This is liberal radio, progressive radio, independent radio, and it's about you. It's about the community. So support it. And the number is 404-523-8989. And until next week, I bid you good night and buenas noches.